Well, thank you all of you for being here today and this afternoon. I performed this work as my master dissertation for the master degrees in epidemiology at the School of Public Health in Puerto Rico. So the title is Outcome and Predictors of Kidney Disease Progression in Puerto Rican Lupus Patients, initially presenting mild renal involvement. Here are the disclosures. And I'm going to start talking a little bit about systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, that is a chronic autoimmune inflammatory disease that affects a wide variety of tissues and organs of the body. Disease etiology is unknown, although there are immunological, genetic, and environmental factors that are recognized to be involved in its pathogenesis. SLE affects millions of people worldwide. In the United States, it's more prevalent between African Americans and Hispanics, among other minority groups. Disease is frequently diagnosed in women during the childbearing years. Studies performed in the United States reported a prevalence of SLE that ranges from 9.9 to 78.5 cases per 100,000 persons. Disease prevalence is consistently higher among women and minority groups. In the year 2003, data reported in Puerto Rico showed an overall prevalence ratio of 159 cases per 100,000 persons. Renal disease occurs in approximately half of the adult lupus patients and is associated with significant morbidity and mortality. Disease manifestations are highly diverse, ranging from asymptomatic proteinuria or hematuria, and may progress rapidly, producing kidney failure. Various predictors for the progression of renal disease in lupus patients have been studied. Among them, non-white ethnicity, male gender, younger age at disease diagnosis, and clinical signs such as low creatinine clearance, the presence of protein in the urine, low complement levels or hypocomplementemia, and nephrotic syndrome. The National Kidney Disease Foundation classifies renal insufficiency in 5 stages according to the glomerular filtration rate, or GFR. Stage 1 is characterized by a normal GFR over 90 millimeters per minute, but is associated with signs of mild kidney disease, such as persistent hematuria or proteinuria. Stage 2 presents with a decline in renal function and a GFR ranging from 60 to 89 millimeters per minute. Stages 3 and 4 are related to chronic renal insufficiency, a GFR ranging from 15 to 59 millimeters per minute. And finally, stage 5, or end-stage renal disease, is associated with kidney failure, or a GFR less than 15 millimeters per minute. Previous studies of lupus nephritis have not considered different types of clinical presentation. No data is available for those patients that have a relatively mild onset of the disease. So this study aims to evaluate the outcomes and factors associated with renal disease progression in patients initially presenting with mild lupus nephritis. A retrospective cohort study design was selected to study the factors associated with renal disease progression in patients presenting mild renal disease at nephritis onset. The study population consists of 122 SLE patients followed at the lupus clinics of the University of Puerto Rico Medical Center from 1990 to 2005. 47 patients were excluded because renal onset was with renal insufficiency or renal disease presentation was with a proteinuria level greater than 3.5 grams per day. 75 patients met inclusion criteria based on a mild renal disease diagnosis at nephritis onset. Mild renal disease was defined as a GFR greater or equal to 90 millimeters per minute and the presence of one or more of the following criteria: persistent proteinuria over 25 grams per day or 2 plus dipstick but less than 3.5 grams per day, persistent hematuria over 5 red blood cell counts per high power field associated to SLE, or the presence of cellular casts. Baseline creatinine level information was not available in 14 of the 75 eligible participants, thus the study group consists of 61 SLE patients with mild lupus nephritis. study variables were divided in four domains. The demographic domain include gender and age. The clinical domain include all disease manifestations based on the American College of Rheumatology criteria, comorbid conditions such as diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia, disease activity per the systemic lupus activity measurements, and damage accrual per the Systemic Lupus International Collaborating Clinics Damage Index. Serological markers included for evaluation were ANA test, anti-dsDNA antibodies, and complements C3 and C4. Lupus treatments and the use of antihypertensive medications were also considered. The outcome variable was renal disease progression, defined as the first time that patients presented a GFR less than 90 millimeters per minute. And the statistical approach was based on a survival analysis. The Kaplan-Meier method was employed to estimate the survival functions, and a Cox proportional hazards model was constructed. All covariates with a p-value less than 0.05 in bivariate analysis were included in the final model. The results: 90% of the population or the patients were female. The median age at SLE diagnosis was 23 years, and the median age at mild renal onset was 26 years. 62.3% of the patients developed renal deterioration during the study period, and the mean follow-up period was 5 years. Here we have the bivariate analysis for the demographic domain, where statistical differences were found between the survival estimates by age category, where patients over 40 years of age had 3 times the risk of renal deterioration as compared to patients less than 40 years of age at mild renal onset. From the clinical domain, the log-rank test shows statistical differences between the survival estimates of proteinuria level. In bivariate analysis, patients with levels of proteinuria over 0.05 grams per day had 2 times the risk of developing renal deterioration compared to patients with levels of proteinuria less than 0.05 grams per day at mild renal onset. And finally, from the serological domain, statistical differences were observed between the survival estimates by C4 levels, where patients with low C4 levels at mild renal onset had 3 times the risk of renal function deterioration as compared to patients with normal or high C4 levels. Here we have the table presenting the hazard ratios of the covariates that were significant in bivariate analysis. And the 3 covariates, age, C4 levels, and proteinuria, were retained in the multivariate Cox model. The model was adjusted for gender. No association with renal disease progression was observed by disease activity, other lupus manifestations, and comorbid conditions. So in conclusion, in multivariate analysis, a 5-fold increased risk of loss of renal function was found in patients over 40 years of age. A negative correlation was expected between age and a decline of renal function. However, the assessment of clinical signs of renal deterioration must be addressed in this group of patients, as they may be at increased risk of renal deterioration. In addition, proteinuria was found to be a prognostic factor for renal disease progression, and patients who presented levels of proteinuria over 0.05 grams per day at time of mild renal onset had a 2-fold increased risk of renal disease progression. Presence of protein in the urine tends to be asymptomatic. Thus, patients should perform routine laboratory tests to evaluate these early clinical signs with the potential of affecting renal function. And finally, hypocomplementemia was also found to be a predictor of renal progression. Patients with low C4 levels had 4 times the risk of developing renal deterioration as compared to patients with normal or high C4 levels at mild renal onset. The involvement of complements in immune diseases supports the idea of a possible pathogenic role and may serve as biological markers to guide management. The limitations of the study were, first, the study was based on medical record examination, thus only information available at time of mild renal onset was evaluated. Second, the role of other parameters, such as comorbid conditions, antihypertensive treatments, as well as the role of other clinical and serological markers, were not found to be associated with renal disease progression. However, absence of statistical association of these factors may be explained by missing data and by a limited sample size. Third, participants of the study were lupus patients followed at the lupus clinics of the University of Puerto Rico Medical Center. Thus, results are not intended to be generalized to the lupus nephritis population. Thank you very much.
We have time for questions.
Okay.
Are there any questions? What do you plan to do with this research now? What do you think is the best thing that you should do with it?
Well, the first step is the publication. So I'm working right now for the publication.
Practical.
But this is the first study that we know that is considering homogeneous lupus patients with mild renal disease. So other studies performing lupus patients have different patients with renal disease, but from mild to severe cases.
All combined.
A combined patients. So this group of patients, we have what things or what factors can produce that these patients lost function, renal function, when they have a mild disease, how we can help them to maintain renal function. I think that's for now.
Okay, very good. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.